Young Brazilians turn to entrepreneurship instead of first jobs. She is Julian Camargo, a young Brazilian entrepreneur whose story mirrors a growing trend in Brazil, where more youths own businesses as education improves and technology opens doors. The article follows her from studying nutrition at 19 during the pandemic to building a digital marketing firm that serves health professionals online, a path born from need and opportunity. It places her journey beside Sebrae data showing nearly 5 million young people now own a business, many working informally, with formalizing offering better growth and income. The piece explores how tech, education, and hustle push more young people toward self-employment instead of chasing traditional jobs. Youth entrepreneurship is growing in Brazil due to better schooling and tech access. Many young founders work informally, but formalizing can boost growth and income. Online tools and the internet let young people start with little capital and gain flexibility. Higher education among young entrepreneurs is rising, fueling more startups. Women are a significant and growing part of youth entrepreneurship. Youth entrepreneurship in Brazil, growth driven by education and tech access context and key trends. He notes that the number of young business owners in Brazil has risen steadily, fueled by higher education access and broader digital capabilities. A national survey indicates that, between 2012 and 2025, nearly 800,000 young people became owners of their own businesses, bringing the total to about 4.9 million. A substantial share of these ventures operates in the informal sector, a reality that many analysts say could improve with formal registration, improved credit access, and professional guidance. The data also show that about 2 in 3 young founders work without formal contracts, while a significant portion is responsible for dependents at home. Education and growth among youth founders. Experts point to an uptick in education levels among young entrepreneurs. The share of those with incomplete higher education or more grew from roughly 14% in 2012 to about 28% in 2025. Since 2019, this group has become the second largest educational tier among young entrepreneurs, trailing only those who have completed high school. Officials say the rise in university access and the spread of online learning have helped more youths start their own ventures rather than seek traditional employment. Motivations and market entry reports suggest that many young people start their own businesses because they face obstacles entering the formal job market. The data cover both formal and informal workers and reflect broader labor market conditions. Technology and low startup costs are highlighted as factors that enable entrepreneurship with limited capital, while a number of graduates weigh the benefits of flexibility and potential growth over the security of a traditional job. Case examples of youth founders. One notable story comes from a 25-year-old who began at 19 during the pandemic. She studied online marketing and information technology and began offering services to health professionals online, finding early success. She now runs a digital marketing firm with a small team and independent contractors, while also managing a nutrition clinic. Officials say her experience illustrates how technology and focused skill development can launch a self-directed career with growing earnings. Another example is a marketing entrepreneur who left a traditional job path after 4 years in the formal sector. He started as a micro-entrepreneur and later expanded beyond the annual revenue cap, establishing a small agency that provides design and social media management services. He emphasizes that organization and discipline are essential to sustaining a self-directed business. A female entrepreneur who began selling fashion accessories during a carnival season expanded to run her own design office with a partner after graduation. Their venture has achieved steady monthly revenue but faces ongoing efforts to increase turnover. Income, formalization, and economic impact. Analysts report that the average income for self-employed youths is lower than that of older workers, while those who hold a formal business registration CNPJ tend to earn substantially more. The shift toward formalization is viewed as a potential path to higher access to credit and professional advisory services, which can support business growth and income stability. Unemployment experience and the role of technology. Labor market data show that unemployment among young people has declined over the period studied, but remains higher than in the adult population. Experts say the lack of work experience naturally slows formal hiring for early career workers, pushing some toward self-employment or informal work. They also argue that advances in technology reduce the capital needed to start a business and broaden the range of viable entrepreneurial activities, which can influence young people to pursue self-employment as a viable option. Gender representation in youth entrepreneurship. Women account for a meaningful share of young founders, reaching about one-third of the total. Analysts say continued attention to female entrepreneurship could help increase overall business formation and reduce income gaps in the long run. Early Careers and Growth Narratives. A well-known example involves a group of young women who launched an online shop during a carnival season. They sold accessories across multiple states and later expanded to establish their own office with a partner. While their venture has achieved monthly revenue in the low to mid thousands, the founders highlight ongoing work to scale their operations and improve profitability. Conclusion: youth entrepreneurship in Brazil, a transformative path fueled by education and tech. Julian Camargo's story illustrates a broader transformation across Brazil, where education and broad tech access propel a rising generation of young entrepreneurs. From studying nutrition during the pandemic to building a digital marketing firm, she embodies a national trend: self-employment driven by online tools, low startup costs, and flexible work. Data from Sebrae show nearly 5 million young people own businesses, with many operating informally. Formalization offers greater access to credit, professional guidance, and sustainable growth. A rise in higher education among youth founders and a meaningful share of women in entrepreneurship further reinforce the momentum. To sustain this trajectory, continued investment in training, access to financing, and partnerships with institutions like Sebrae will be essential. In sum, Brazil's youth entrepreneurship surge marks a shift toward durable, innovative self-employment as a core engine of the economy's future. Frequently asked questions: what is driving young Brazilians to start their own businesses? More education and better access to technology push them to entrepreneurship. Why many youths skip first jobs for their own businesses? The job market is hard, pay is low, and they want growth and freedom. Are most young entrepreneurs formal or informal? About two-thirds are informal. Formalizing helps with credit and growth. How much can a young entrepreneur earn if they formalize? Those with a CNPJ earn far more than informal peers. Informal earnings are around 2,576 reais a month. Formal earnings are much higher because of credit and services. How can a young person start a business with little money and tech? Learn online, use free tools, start small online services, and consider MEI to keep costs low.